We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There will be baseball this summer. Training camp opens next week. The shortened season will start around July 24th. Let's go to the newsline. The radio voice of Mets baseball on WCBS 880, Howie Rose, joins us. Howie, did you have any doubts that there would actually be baseball this summer?
Not as far as legislating a format with which to begin a season. Now, it was a much bumpier road than we expected, and it was unfortunate that there was so much ill will exposed publicly between the players and the owners. But, look, they were trying to figure out how to divvy up X amount of dollars. Forget about all the health and safety concerns, because that's the primary thing overseeing this whole episode. But, no, I did not have any doubt that they'd figure out how to divide whatever revenues were available in a shortened season.
Now, 60 games. Is that a legitimate season? I mean, you get hot or not for a week. That could be huge.
I really believe legitimacy is in the eye of the beholder. I think that once baseball starts, we're going to be wrapped up in the daily theater and drama and excitement, and it'll be different. And I think if everyone goes in with a baseline understanding that this is going to be a unique season, if somebody wants to feel, well, this just isn't legit, 60 games, that's up to them. And that's really as far as it goes. But I think that to the average baseball fan, just having the game back will be reason to rejoice.
You talk about everything will be different. All games in both leagues will include the designated hitter. Will that be a one-year thing, Howie, or is the horse out of the barn now and it'll be permanent?
Well, it's a good question. I think that there was a chance it was going to be permanent had the parties reached a negotiated settlement rather than the imposition of a schedule placed by the commissioner. So because of that latter scenario, it's only guaranteed that there will be a designated hitter this year. Had it been a negotiated settlement, it would have been for this year and next. However, remember that at the end of the 2021 season, the collective bargaining agreement comes up for negotiation. And my expectation is that there will be a designated hitter in both leagues once they do a new CBA. But that is not going to be without a lot of speed bumps either.
You know, training camp is going to last about 3 weeks. Do you worry about guys being ready by then? Do you worry about injuries?
I think you have to. I think that's a very legitimate concern. I think that, the cliche here is that this is going to be a marathon, a sprint as opposed to the normal marathon. And that applies to the training methods as well, because you're not going to have the usual spring training facilities with a large number of fields relative to what's available in the home cities of these ball clubs with which to prepare and do drills. And there's just the inherent easing into the season that I don't think we're going to have the luxury of seeing here. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons, among many, that the rosters are going to be expanded to begin the season. But I think that's going to be a significant concern all season.
Is baseball still baseball, even in an empty stadium?
That's a great question. And I have a unique perspective, I suppose, as a broadcaster who works largely off of adrenaline. The game itself provides a good deal of natural adrenaline. But in all the years I've been doing this, I have been so energized by crowds in various buildings, in various scenarios, at various times of year, that it's like human caffeine, you know? And I'm going to miss that for sure. I'm not sure that canned crowd noise or any other kind of simulation really serves any purpose. I know that's been talked about. I don't know what the status of that is. It's probably going to fluctuate from team to team. But, yeah, I have some concerns about my own performance based on that. But then again, we've done games in ballparks over the years where those teams just don't draw well, and sometimes there's virtually no one there to begin with. So in that sense, it's not completely without precedent, but this will be different.
And finally, still a wild card in all this, if you see what I did there, is the coronavirus. Players are still testing positive every day. Is this shortened season built on a house of cards?
It may very well be, and I have to tell you, that is my concern, because the governing body in this season is not Major League Baseball nor the Players Association. It is the coronavirus, and I think it is very significant to note that within hours after the news late yesterday afternoon that there was an agreement which would permit the season to begin in late July, we get word that Charlie Blackman, an all-star with the Colorado Rockies and a couple of teammates, tested positive working out at Coors Field in Denver. You know what's happened down here in Florida, where I've been for, you know, since October. This is home for me. So I've seen things develop here that have forced teams to vacate all spring training sites, not only in Florida, but in Arizona. And that is a very, very dark cloud looming overhead, and one that cannot be ignored.
Do you worry about your own health?
Yes, I do. I'm of an age where I'm considered vulnerable. I don't mind, acknowledging that I'm 66 years of age. And Dr. Fauci says that even if you're in good health, if you are over the age of 65, you have an underlying condition. And so that means that I personally will approach this with a great degree of trepidation.
Howie Rose, we can't wait to hear you and Wayne Randazzo on Mets broadcast this summer on WCBS. Thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steve.